Hi, Bob. You
Hello.
can get started here with Manolo.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Good, Manolo. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Bob, first game with the pitchers hitting since 2019. Any special recommendations for them while they're not bunting, like don't swing too hard or don't get carried away when you run the bases?
All the above. Yes, we'd like to get a few bunts down every now and then. We mix in a hit. I remember Brett Anderson getting a few hits here, so that always gets a reaction from the dugout. But more than anything, we're just trying to move some runners up.
Of course, you don't need a Mitch Moreland as a DH today and tomorrow. And I imagine that if he's good, he could pinch hit. But is he recovering as good as expected to play, probably be back at DH when they return to Oakland?
That's the hope, yeah. Because we had an off day yesterday. We'll see how he's doing, how much better he's doing on the field today when we take batting practice. But my feeling is he'll be able to pinch hit.
Chris Alvarez.
Hi, Bob. Just your overall thoughts on taking on Madison Bumgarner. Obviously, in Arizona, it hasn't gone as well yet, but he's still a very good pitcher. And just kind of the scouting report on taking on Mad Bum.
Yeah, he's been tough on us over the years. So, we've faced him plenty. We saw him this spring. We had some decent at bats off him, but I mean, it's no secret how he's going to pitch you. He's going to throw fastballs in. He's going to throw you cutters in. He's going to throw every now and then a backdoor breaking ball. And what he's going to try to do is get you to swing at balls off the inside corner of the plate. That's what he's been doing forever. He's never been a too high a velocity guy. It's been late movement, and it's basically been trying to bully you inside. So, we have an approach. And sometimes when he's on his game and he's painting on the inside corner, he's going to have some success with you.
Thank you.
Martin.
Hey Bob, we talked to Diekman a little while ago about Trevino. Just he was saying that he kind of thinks Lou is starting to believe that he's as good as everyone else kind of knew he was this year. And he mentioned being his throwing partner and all that. Just have you noticed that with Lou? Have you seen a different just demeanor with him on the mound early on here?
Yeah, I talked to Lou quite a bit. So I know how he's feeling right now, and he's feeling pretty confident, as he should. He had a phenomenal year, and then a lot of times the next year doesn't go as well for rookies that had a great year, but the stuff's the same. A lot of times it's between the years and the confidence. And we've even had a lot of our guys that are new guys here that have faced him make sure that they intimate how good he is. And he is. So we've seen a good spring. We've seen a good regular season up to this point. And with obviously with Rosenthal down, we need him to pitch deep in games.
Shayna.
Hey Bob, sorry someone asked this, but do you have an update on Chad Pinder?
It's not going to be a 10-day period. It's going to be more so. It was a little bit more significant than we originally thought, or he originally thought. He was trying to play on it. He tweaked it a little bit before, actually the last time. So, he hasn't done any baseball activity yet, so we're still a ways away with him.
John Shea.
Yeah, hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, good.
Yeah, Diekman also talked about how that the team coming together, take a while to, for things to gel, to smooth out. That in spring training, maybe not the prototypical one. That there were days he said where the pitchers didn't always see the hitters, and not until the final week did everyone actually, especially with the new guys. But is there anything to that, that maybe just took a while to get to know, the next guy on your team?
Yeah, it was tough in spring. I remember Kolarik telling me one time he didn't even know half the position players. So yeah, it was difficult as far as that goes. But I was happy that we got, the last week we got to go to Hohokam and get basically the group together, and now we're here at the start of the season. We had a pretty tough schedule. We had 10 in a row against a couple of pretty good teams, and they handed it to us offensively. At least for the first portion of it. So we've played better. We've played more like ourselves three of the last four games, and hopefully that continues.
Just curious on Luzardo, how much BP did he actually take for a guy who just hasn't hit?
Bassett as well. You know, so we try to start usually during the season. We'll start 10, 12 days ahead of time, start with bunting, ease them into swinging some. It's always going to be a disadvantage for the American League teams. And we don't want our guys putting themselves in a position to get hurt either. So if we can get a few bunts down and move some runners up and maybe sneak in a hit every now and then, probably be a plus.
You know, you know Reddick, Josh Reddick, well. Do you see more game with him? He signed a minor league deal with Arizona.
I was surprised he didn't get a deal in spring training. No, he's maybe the numbers didn't look like they did a couple of years ago, but he's still a guy that can help you. You know, he plays great defense in the outfield. He's clutch. He did a really good job for Houston in his time there. I was surprised he didn't get a job. So yes, yeah. Short answer would be, I do think he has quite a bit of game left.
The last one, anyone on the team expressed any desire to sit out tonight with the police shooting of Dante Wright? There have been others around baseball.
You mean there's been others who have in baseball today?
Well, Aaron Hicks of the Yankees, for example.
No, I have not. I haven't heard anything in our clubhouse to this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Vince.
Bob, just a quick circle back on Pinder. Based on what you said, are you just hoping it's simply just time, that surgery is not something you just kind of have to wait this out?
Yeah, it's not a surgical thing. It's just a little deeper in there. The sprain's a little bit more than maybe we originally thought.
And then over the weekend, the last games that you won against Houston, both Manaea Montas were very aggressive with fastballs. Was it just the way the game was going? How do you think it turned out the way it did, and that to have the success the way they did with that pitch?
Well, you have to do some things a little differently when you're getting knocked around. And we probably pitched a little bit more defensively against them the first time and, you know, switched it up to be a little bit more aggressive the second time. I think Frankie threw 20-some-odd fastballs on the road to start the game. So something they're probably not – we're not looking for. So that's just, you know, when you play a team so many times – 7 times in 10 days, you have to make some adjustments. And I thought those were good adjustments.
And then finally, I know it's a small sample size this year, and we kind of get numb to just seeing it, but your club leads the majors in shifting. And especially you've increased your shifting against right-hand batters. What do you think is the growth of that? Why the growth is there?
It's tough to get into the entire reasons for it, but we're looking at some different things now. We're increasing some other avenues of getting information regarding shifts, and it's putting us in more shifts. But like you said, especially against right-handers. Last year, we got just quite a bit in the six hole.
And then you got 3 left-hand starters right now too. I mean, does that factor in some of that discussion?
Yep.
Manolo?
Bob, you have been talking about the progress of Mike Fiers. I understand that the plan for the second game for him was 4 innings. What's his next step? And you still believe that he'll need just 2 more to get back to the Athletics?
Yeah, I think he'll pitch, Thursday? I think we have 5 and 75 scheduled. And then he'll have 1 more. And I think, you know, knock wood, all goes well there, then, you know, after 2 more starts, then potentially he comes back with us. So, you know, on schedule like we originally anticipated toward the end of the month.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.